I now sit here on a table reminding those who come and marvel at my beauty of the one who created them. Yet I myself must remember the long journey of pain and suffering that I encountered to rise to this honorable position. My journey started in a large silver building with green windows that I could not see out of. The walls within were white and lined with tools, many like myself laid upon the floor of this large place. In this place I met the master. He was kind. His touch was soft. I felt comfort in his hands. He spent many hours telling me of my beauty and molding me into what I would be forever, or so I thought. With his touch, I was created. I was sculpted into a tall, beautiful marble pillar. I was so thankful and so honored to fill this new role. I was cared for by many in the time I served, but never again did I see the master. I remember swearing that I shall never forget those hands that created me, the master's hands. Then one day, the mean ones came. At first, I thought it would be the ones who cared for me, but then they started to hurt me. Oh, the pain. How could I bear it?
What are you doing to me? Why are you wrapping those chains around me? What have I done? I've served faithfully. Please take off the chains. They're so tight. Stop! Please! Stop! Please!
Then, with a monstrous roar, the chains squeezed the breath out of me. Broken in two, I fell to the ground, my intricate designs ruined. On that day, I was discarded in a rock pile, nestled in the midst of a field, reducing me from a lavish marble pillar to a meager stone. Laying there, I felt so lost and abandoned. The bitter cold came, and no one was there to talk to. This winter seemed so long. I was all alone for the first time in my life. The cold left and the sun reappeared. I was so happy to see the sun. I enjoyed the warmth, but soon it started to hurt. My skin began to discolor, and with no one to clean me, the pain continued. Oh, did I long for someone to comfort me, someone with whom I could share my pain. Then they came. I was so overjoyed at first to see someone, but then my joy turned to fear. It was the mean ones. They threw rocks at me. They buried me. Why? I screamed. But no one would listen or even care about me, a useless piece of stone. Many times did the winters come. For many comings of the spring, I was alone. Many times did it rain. My cracks grew deeper. I was so weathered you could not see that I was once a grand marble pillar. My only companions were field mice that would take refuge within my depths, and the birds had left their marks. Then one day he came. At first I thought he was a mean one, but as he drew nearer, I could see that he was different. He knelt over me, talking softly, sweeping away the dust and the debris. I felt his comforting hands. They were so rough and so beaten, but at the same time they were so soft. They reminded me of something from my past. But what? Digging through the pain, it dawned on me. Could it be? Has he come back for me? He has the hands of the master. Then as soon as he came, he was gone. Would he return? The sun again left, and winter came. But for the first time, I had hope. A reason to endure. My every thought was of the one who had the hand of the master and his kindness. This winter came to an end sooner, and the sun returned. Would the master also return, as did the sun? One day I arose to an unusual commotion. As I looked up, I saw a silhouette drawing near. He's back! He's back! I was so happy! Leaning over me, he reached down with his hands and wiped the filth from me. Thank you. Thank you for brushing me off. Wait, what are you doing? Why are you placing that wedge in my crack? No! With one forceful swing, the wedge pierced my side, splitting me in two. The water within my depths flowed out. The pain was so great. Why had he done this to me? And then, with his comforting voice, he said to me, "I will take up your pain and make you anew. With that, he surrounded me, picked me up, and carried me to the place of my origin. He spent all his time continuously talking, comforting, and cleaning me. With care, he precisely chipped away my imperfections. At times, the pain was great, but his loving voice comforted me. As the time passed, the pain lessened. Then he began polishing me, until one day I could no longer feel any pain. I felt so clean, so refreshed. What had he done? With that comforting voice again, he said, "You are now ready. Take a look at yourself." As he spoke, he lifted a mirror. I could not believe what I saw. Oh, am I worthy of this great honor? I saw myself anew in the mirror, an exact replica of the Master's hands. It was then I realized my purpose. Now I sit in the house of the Master, showing all those who are hurting, and yes, even the mean ones, of the Master's love for them. I show them that the Master is holding out his hands to them, saying, "Let me clean you. Let me shape you. Let me polish you. For you are not but a piece of stone. You are my masterpiece."